Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They got the guy flying that drone that hit the super scooper.
Mr. Ackerman admitted that he acted recklessly, and his conduct posed an imminent threat to firefighting crews.
Could he really go to jail for it, though? It's January 31st. It's the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up, we'll meet some teens from the Palisades who are not wasting any time. They want to help bring their community back.
First goal is to bring back the local businesses that were lost.
And how's the snowpack doing?
And that represents 46% of average for this date.
And will next week's rain really end the fire season? It's all ahead, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on knxnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. It was the last thing we needed at the time. They finally got the planes flying over the fire, and then just like that, somebody's drone ran into one of those Canadian super scoopers, and it had to be out of service for a couple of days. Well, now they found the guy. He's from Culver City, he's admitted it was him, and he's going to plead guilty to federal charges.
The man arrested, Peter Tripp Ackerman, has agreed to plead guilty to one count of unsafe operation of an unmanned aircraft for flying a drone over the area of the Palisades fire. Ackerman lost sight of the drone a mile and a half from its launch point. It collided with the wing of a CL-415 Super Scooper plane that was fighting the fire, putting a hole in the wing and forcing it to land. Acting U.S. Attorney Joe McNally explained what penalties he'll incur as a result of the guilty plea.
As part of his plea agreement, Mr. Ackerman admitted that he acted recklessly, and his conduct posed an imminent threat to firefighting crews. Once he enters his guilty plea, Mr. Ackerman will face up to 1 year in federal prison. The ultimate sentence imposed will be up to a federal judge at the time of sentencing.
In addition, Ackerman must pay $65,000 for the repair of the aircraft and do at least 150 hours of community service in fire recovery activities.
That's Pete Demetrio reporting from the press conference announcing those federal charges. We're going to meet a few 10th graders from the Palisades now, and despite what happened to them during the fires, they have come forward and they have made it their mission to help, in particular, to raise money for local businesses. Here's Mason Cohen.
First goal is to bring back the local businesses that were lost. Like, for example, we are working with Cafe Vita, the local massage place, and other local businesses like a barber shop, just to try and rebuild that, because at the end of the day, you could have homes, but you need the staples of the community for it to feel like a community again.
Yeah, they're focusing first on businesses that invested in their little league team when they were kids, and other places they say make the Palisades a community. Jake Yoon says he was at school at Harvard Westlake when his mom texted him they had to get out.
Now, I don't think anybody in my block even thought that the fire would even reach us, because it didn't seem, because we've gotten these fires before in like the Highland areas and we've never had to evacuate, and this is the first time. So I don't think anybody was prepared for what was actually truly about to happen there.
And here's Dylan Fuller, who says his family is going to have to rebuild, but they're one of the fortunate ones.
We got lucky with a firefighter saving our house while it was burning. The lower half of our house was luckily saved, and we got to save some of the non-replaceable items that I really thought we lost. I'm just really thankful we got to save some things, you know what I mean?
Their GoFundMe has raised $64,000 and their goal is $100,000. BuildBackPally.org is their website to raise money for the businesses and others in the community. We have a link at knxnews.com to that too. We know this. The Palisades fire is on track to be the most expensive disaster ever in the history of the city of Los Angeles. And the damage is not going to be limited to the cost to rebuild everything. Craig Figner is on that part of the story today.
As of this week alone, there are four lawsuits that have been filed against the city of Los Angeles, primarily against the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. That's the city-owned public utility. The lawsuits, in part, they allege failures by Janice Quinones, the GM of LADWP, failures when it comes to enough water to battle the fire. The Santa Ynez Reservoir was empty and fire hydrants ran dry. One of the lawsuits has almost 24 plaintiffs. In addition to that, there are five claims connected to the Palisades fire that have been filed with the LA City Attorney's Office. There are claims for damage, people who lost homes or suffered damage to their homes in those fires. The city can accept or reject those claims. If they reject them, then the people who filed them can actually file lawsuits against the city of Los Angeles.
One big question, of course, is where are all of those people going to live? There's a big push on social media now to encourage fire victims to consider moving downtown. Here's Blair Beston, who runs the Historic Core Business Improvement District, which is running that effort. She says not everybody who's impacted may be able to rebuild or go back to their old neighborhood.
And we just happen to have a lot of permanent supportive housing, low income, market rate housing in the downtown area. And it would be wonderful if some of those people could consider moving there.
She says property owners downtown are trying to help fire victims by offering really short-term rentals, which is unusual.
So the range is 3 months to 6 months is what some of the property owners are offering, which I think is great. 6 months with 1 month free.
Their hope is that some people at least will take advantage of that and decide they like downtown and might want to stay. It's been very dry in Southern California this season. The important thing, though, for the water supply is the snowpack, and they just went up and measured it.
So today's survey here at Phillips, we recorded a snow depth of 22.5 inches and a water content of 8 inches. And that represents 46% of average for this date, February 1st-ish, and then 33% of the April 1st average. And we reference the April 1st average frequently because that has typically been when the snowpack peaks in the Sierra Nevada.
It's Andy Rising from the State Department of Water Resources. Dry January, as he said, below average, below what it was this time last year by a lot. Not clear if the two storms are going to hit over the next couple of days, or next week at least, will drop enough snow in the Sierra Nevada to make a difference. Metropolitan Water District says regardless of any of that, it is prepared to, quote, deliver reliable water supplies to Southern California thanks to investments in diverse supplies, storage, and conservation. More on that rain that's coming next week. Tuesday into Wednesday, possibly into Thursday, looking like a 0.5 inch to 1.5 inches in the coast and valley areas, possibly double that in the mountains and foothills. Is it enough to declare fire season over? We asked meteorologist Brian Lewis with the National Weather Service. Maybe not, he says.
kind of what we look for is somewhere like up to 4 inches widespread over the area for like the season. So some places last week in LA got, you know, around an inch, some less. So it really just depends on how much we end up getting. It'll certainly push us closer to that and provide some at least short-term relief.
Lewis says the risk of mudslides and serious debris flows in those areas will probably be low, actually, during this next storm. He says the rain will fall more slowly and steadily rather than any kind of real downpours that might really be a problem for the hillsides. Something whale watchers have never seen in our area. Next. They've never seen orcas this far south in Orange County near Newport Harbor. Alisa Shulman-Janiga is the lead research biologist for the California Killer Whale Project. She tells us that all signs point to this being kind of a traveling family on a road trip.
And I know that from a sighting from last year that she had 3 kids at that time. So that's who I think this group is. That's who it is one mom with the 3 kids and a close female associate who may very well be her mom.
She says, as somebody who studies their behavior, it looked like they were having a good time.
It's a great opportunity to play. Sometimes they'll jump up out of the waves. You could just see them moving without needing to expend much effort. But it may be amplified by people who are probably yelling on the boat. It's really exciting for us, and I'm sure it's really fun for them.
She said they observed something really interesting yesterday.
The group sort of held back, and the youngest one, the calf, was chasing a common dolphin for about 20 minutes or so and didn't catch one. But what we think is going on is basically orca school, that they're demonstrating how you go about being a proper orca and being able to catch your food. And they always share the food with each other. So they're just giving this littlest one a chance to chase after a common dolphin, which is not often seen. Usually it's the adults that do it and they would share it.
Last saw this pod off the Santa Barbara coast about 13 years ago, and they've only been seen a few times since 1993, mostly off the Channel Islands in Monterey Bay. But again, never this far south in Orange County. And that's the LA Local for this last day of January. I feel like January has been about 4 months long, right? Sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory. All 12 dealerships, LACarGuy.com. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Find KNX News there to stay connected all weekend. Hope you have a good one. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.